Hello, and welcome to Tell Me About Your Song, the podcast where I talk to musicians and songwriters about a song they've written. Today's guest is Michelle Cruz, and the song she'll be talking about is named In the Presence of Her Man. So, Michelle, where would you like to start with this song?
So when I first wrote it, I tried it out at open mics and folk clubs and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So it was more folky and a little bit more raw. As I started developing the song, I noticed that it was taking on more of a jazz tinge, which is great because the person I wrote it for was a huge jazz fan, so I wonder if that was part of the reason why it started to evolve into that. When I wrote it, I was essentially in the presence of a man. I was just doing it a cappella. And then I said, well, no, I really want to play guitar with this. So it built from that to a more folk song. And then I thought, no, I think it needed a more lush sound. So that's when it became that jazz song.
Did you then have to figure out the chords later?
I did, yeah. Which was kind of cool because most of my songs tend to be where I was kind of like noodling on the guitar and humming something. And I'd put the guitar down and maybe a day later think about a melody line. Or it was never all at once. And what I thought was pretty cool about this is that the a cappella version is essentially the same as the folk version as far as once I had that down, I said, okay, well, how do we transfer this to guitar? So that process was very cool to see the evolution of me sitting at my kitchen table, snapping my fingers to this song, and then to have that lush jazz band behind me doing it.
When you figured out the chords, were they sort of unusual for you?
They were a little unusual because you do something a cappella and then you're kind of transferring it to guitar, and it was quite the opposite of what I used to do. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like, okay, maybe should I be doing these chords or maybe change it a little bit? Because the chords are a little bit unusual in this song. It helped me as a musician to do that. It was actually the first love song that I wrote. I had a hard time before writing about myself. I usually use stories or observations from other people. And this was kind of cool because I didn't write it with just one thought in mind. There were a lot of different experiences throughout the song. But once I pulled all of that together, I think I wrote it in about 20 minutes. For me, it was kind of the evolving phase of love where all those different experiences turned into this wonderful experience. And having that person no longer be there, the song is kind of a comfort now. And I love singing it each time. People say, oh, I've had this song for years and I'm getting tired of singing it. I feel like this one, whenever it comes along in the set, it's just something really, really exciting to sing.
This person has passed now.
Yes.
But not at the time you wrote the song.
Not at the time. He was my boyfriend, and he passed in 2008, and I'd written the song the year before. And it was so important for me to record it on my first album for him. It was kind of a testament of no matter what happens in life, that'll still be there. It was great to have. I felt like it was kind of a tribute to him musically and a tribute to him lyrically. It's interesting with the delivery of the song because there are a lot of different odd pauses in it in the beginning. And I was trying to figure out the best way to incorporate that into the actual jazz ballad without it sounding strange. Because like I said, when it's an a cappella and you're just by yourself belting out this song and there's nothing behind you, it's a completely different thing than when you have that whole band. But I love the way it turned out and I'm really proud of it.
Did you come in with an idea of what everyone would be doing or was it sort of worked out with the band? Or
I sang it a cappella. I wanted them to see the whole evolution of what happened. So I sang it a cappella first, and then I gave them just the recording of me playing it on the guitar. One of the things I always talked about, I said, I always feel like there should be a trumpet right at the beginning. And so that really set the mood. I got a great trumpet player, Igmar Thomas. He came in, and I remember being in the studio and just feeling like seeing everything coming into fruition, what was in my head, which was a great, great feeling.
It's a jazz vocal. Is there someone you feel like influences your style?
I have a lot of different influences, and I wonder where they come in. Do you know Jeff Buckley? He was a great musician, and what I liked about him is that, same with Nina Simone, where they did so many different genres, but they mm-hmm. did it so well. They weren't afraid to go outside of themselves and not just be pigeonholed. They would take a folk song and have a jazz tinge to it, or take a rock song and put a little more soul into it. So I think I could hear maybe a little bit of both of them in that song. There's a great cover of Jeff Buckley singing, "If you knew how I missed you, I wouldn't stay away today." So it's that very pretty and raw vocal that I've always liked. Part of the song is about me being a performer and having that person you love being in the room and other people not necessarily knowing. And after shows and people kind of coming up to you, whether they want to talk to you just for music or for another reason, and knowing that, okay, I'm talking to this person and this person, but that person's always right there. Mm-hmm. And the comfort of that. I kind of like that it doesn't have a usual structure. I've done different songwriting workshops that I've led, and I feel like every time there's maybe one or two people who are very, has to have this, it has to have this, and has to have that. And it's this formula, and we have to do it this way. It's good to have a formula, but it's okay to be outside of that formula. I think a lot of people get bogged down at the method of how I'm gonna do this instead of thinking about, it's okay to have an element of surprise in your song. It's okay to have something that kind of wants the audience to have a little more, not just thinking verse, da-da-da-da-da, you know. I appreciate those songs, and some of my songs are certainly like that, but I think it's okay to go outside of the box.
And I think that it suits this song. This song is kind of about your thoughts kind mm-hmm. of following their path. And that path isn't going to be extremely regular, probably.
Mm-hmm. So carry on, carry on, while the scenario plays. You could think about your girl while she makes a difference, another man's world.
That's kind of about, that's a little less about me and just a little more about people that I've seen where they don't appreciate what they have with the person that they're with. If you're not showing them the encouragement and the love, they might leave. So you can think about your girl. You can think about her all you want, but if you don't provide the love that that person needs with action instead of just words, that person will move on without you. And it could be about love, it could be about a career. That's a little bit about the music business.
And sure.
There's a lyric, the guitar strums up a long lost feeling.
Lost feeling.
So I've had people talk about music in a way where it kind of transforms into having that music take a whole new life. It brings out their experience, but then it kind of becomes their own translation, if that makes sense. Whatever I'm putting together musically will have a completely different feeling for another person. That's strumming up that long-lost feeling, whether it's for someone you lost, for someone that you just simply miss. And I think about that whole part of the song is kind of about different open mics and different shows I've played. But in the presence of her man, he'll pack his things and go on home. I enjoy you musically, but that's where it ends because I have this person. So mm-hmm. they're kind of moving on.
She says, "I'm smoldering." What's going on in that?
That part of the song is a little bit about me and a little bit about what I saw in different people's lives.
She says, "I'm smoldering from the late life. And she says I'm smoldering from a late sad night.
you're kind of hoping for something a little more. And whether it be your partner or an experience in life, you're waiting for this thing and it never comes to fruition. And that could be for anything. For me, it was kind of wondering, where would this love take me? And part of it was wondering where, in that time in my life, kind of unsure which direction I was going musically, which direction I was going in life in general. There are different directions I wanted to go in, but I wasn't quite sure. And it was kind of the comfort of having that person there to kind of help you and guide you and support you on mm-hmm. your way, no matter what you chose. Oh, actually, but in the presence of her man, she'll come around just to watch you quiver. And you can take it as planned, but in the presence of her man, she's just fine without you. That's about a particular experience that I had. Someone was consistently trying to essentially take me away. Uh-huh. And I'm very happy where I am. And I'm okay being around you. You don't affect me. In that way, your persistence is not going to help your situation. She's just fine without. I think it's kind of interesting. Someone came up to me and asked if it was about God, because towards the end, it's kind of talking about these different situations and where it says Aquinas lingers without you. They had asked, is it your struggle with God in the beginning? And towards the end, in the presence of her man, she's just fine without you. And I thought that was really, really interesting that that's what they got out of the song. And they said they loved it because they thought that's what it meant. Mm-hmm. It's something I certainly didn't think of. It was something just very, very personal to me. But I think it's so great to hear different people's stories of that. Another interpretation I remember, someone thought about that part, in the presence of her man, she's just fine without you. They had talked about addiction.
Oh.
Yeah. And they thought it could have been just a way to get out of whatever your situation was. Like I said, it was my first love song, and it ended up being on a radio show that I listened to since I think I was about 8, Jazz with Eric in the Evening.
Oh,
Eric
yeah.
Jackson, who I loved. And I was the weird little kid who would be listening to GBH. I was so excited when he said, sure, I'd like to play that song on my radio show. And when I first heard it on the radio, I immediately went to my kitchen table and then back to my couch strumming the guitar. Like, I thought of that songwriting process.
Something that I noticed on the song is pronouns. There's the woman and then her man and then you. Mm-hmm. And so some of these people are the same people.
Mm-hmm. It kind of came out that way, but as I read the lyrics over again, I could see that I was talking about myself, but I was also talking about different situations that either I've been in or other people have been in. It's kind of going back and forth between myself and people that I might have noticed with the same experience and how they got through it.
Mm-hmm.
So it shouldn't just be, it's not just about me.
Sure.
It's interesting with this song where I talk about having that, where I keep saying the comfort of that person next to you after he passed away. It was just a nice piece and chunk of that life that will always be special to me. When I do take it in different directions musically, it's just kind of a tribute to him because he was a musician as well. And it certainly helped me get through that grieving process. It became something special that I could hold on to. Mm-hmm. And although that person's gone and you move on with your life, there's always that little bit that he's always in that corner somewhere. Even if you go through different milestones in your life, I feel like it's always a positive memory to have.
As a love song, it's not sung directly to the person.
I don't think I was totally ready to completely just write something to say it was me directly to you. I think there was still a lot of third person because part of the song is about I'm here performing and people see me as one type of person. And then I get off stage and I'm a slightly different person. And having that person who is seeing me perform and knowing exactly who I am outside of that, he knew both sides of me. And I feel like a lot of people didn't. So he was kind of a comforting constant.
Right.
Yeah.
So if people would like to listen to your music or purchase it or go to see a show, what should they do?
They can go to michellecruz.com or my Facebook page, which is Facebook Michelle Cruz Music. And I'm really excited where I got invited to play in Washington, D.C. at the Gala Theater. That's going to be in May for a festival. So we're really excited about that.
I'll put links to all that in the show notes for this episode. So my name's Jacob Haller. My website is music.jwgh.org. You can find my own music and shows and whatnot there. I also have a blog for this podcast where I post show notes and links and things. That's at yoursongpodcast.tumblr. That's TUMBLR.com. You can listen to episodes there as well. And I have a page on Facebook for it as well. Search for Tell Me About Your Song on Facebook and you should find it. And this is also on iTunes. If you would like to subscribe to this as a podcast, you can do that through iTunes. You can also rate and review it there and hopefully say something nice. That will help other people find the podcast. And I'm always interested in hearing your comments, whether you post them on Facebook or iTunes or Tumblr or wherever. Thanks for listening. We're going to go out now and listen to Michelle Cruz sing her song, In the Presence of Her Man.
In the presence of her man, her coyness lingers without you. And you can take it as planned, but in the presence of her man, she's just fine without you. So carry on, carry on, while the scenario plays. You could think about your girl while she makes a difference. Another man's a world. In the presence of her man, his guitar strums up a long lost feeling, and you can take it as planned, but in the presence of her man, he'll pack his things and I'll move. But in the presence of her man, she's just fine.